Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Hello, guy. Hey. It always reminds me of Pulp Fiction. Vincent Vega. Yeah. How are we doing today?
Good.
Great. Wonderful.
Going into this event. So you guys are listening to this after the event. So we're recording this on the Tuesday before the Wednesday.
Like the 27th.
The week before.
Correct.
We are sold out. Nobody knows that yet, but we're overselling the seats because every year somebody doesn't show up. So let's just oversell. We can get more tables in there.
Yeah.
We'll make it work for anybody. But I cannot. We're ready. Finally, this is like the biggest deal.
Yeah. For those listening, I mean, it's at least 6 months of almost every day focus.
Yep.
You know, come next week when we leave the event, we start on the next.
Yeah.
It's a year's worth of getting things in play and then 6 months worth of like full all hands on deck to get these events off the ground.
Yep.
And so it's exciting, but at this point like we're on the last, you know, leg of it right now.
We're coming down the home stretch.
Home stretch, yep.
And, so let's dive into this topic. This is the foundation of everything in your gym.
Should be.
The fitness industry has many disadvantages, honestly. I mean, if we want to start with that, we have a product that people don't want to buy.
Yep.
They don't want to work out. They would rather just take a pill or a shot to lose weight. Like the things that we offer, the fitness, they're great for people. They're proven scientifically to be the best solution for long-term health and longevity, muscle gain, all the things, strength, mobility. What we do is good, but it's a product that people don't want, yep. Right? They don't want to work hard. They don't want delayed gratification. They want it now. They don't want to be sore. They don't want to change anything. They just want the results. So they're in love with the romantic idea of being in shape, but they just don't want to get there. That being said, we have a giant advantage towards other industries. In fact, every single week or month, I'm seeing another industry that's not typically in this category trying to get over here.
Great way of putting that.
I see it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll give you guys some good examples. Our advantage is recurring revenue, period. We are on a subscription-based plan. You sell somebody 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and they're still a member with you. Obviously, there's you're still selling them by bringing them a great service, but you're not having that sales conversation every day.
Yeah.
Right? To generate revenue. Like a restaurant or a hotel or a bar or a chiropractor, except for the joint.
Yeah.
You have to have a client today and sell them a meal or sell them a t-shirt or sell them a widget to generate revenue. Fitness industry has recurring revenue. And the unfortunate thing is many gyms throw that advantage away to try to get the money now.
Yep.
And I don't know who's teaching people this. I don't know if it's out of desperation, but what we see is the average gym, like there's the 95% of gyms and then the 5% of gyms. Like the top 5% don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else tries to get the money now. Hey, we'll do a 30% discount if you buy 6 months in full. We'll do a 30% discount if you buy the whole year in full. Well, if you sign up your husband, when you sign up as the wife, we'll give you a discount on this, you know, it just to get the money now.
Correct.
And when you do that, you are not building a recurring revenue. You're not building up that foundation of money coming in each month that you know when those bills hit. Those bills don't stop. But when you take that revenue now and you'll find a way to spend it,
mm-hmm.
You just do.
Yep.
And I know with all the people out there like, well, you put it in a drip account and you drip in as it. No, you won't.
great intention.
You won't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody that can do that. I do know of one person that set up a drip account, but then he needed the money and he cannibalized it and put it into something else.
Well, because the work that was going in and we've limited resources and time and energy. Right? How much effort am I going to put in this month? If I have the ability to go if I got somebody who's walking through the door and they could pay me from MRR, you know, take a small chunk today, get that next month and continue that on over the next year, or that person throws out the option. Hey, well, can I just pay for it up ahead? The gym owner is naturally going to go, oh, let me take the money today. Mm-hmm. Because whether it be the fear of the client not being there, whether it be the fear of them not being able to have that next sale come in, whatever it may be. It is enticing when somebody's throwing money at you, good money at you. And like you said, they're stepping over, they're like cutting off their nose to save their face. It is a desperation play in a way. It is a decision that you make because there are, you know, things that you just don't think the future's unstable or it's not guaranteed type of thing. So let's just take it today.
Yep.
But it's at the expense of the future of your business. And that's what gym owners need to realize is with every time that you do that, you don't have that drip in place. Yeah. So you're going to spend that money. Or like all of the other things. I had gym owner after gym owner after gym owner that we spoke to at Perform Better that the majority of them whose businesses weren't, I would say almost every single gym owner I spoke to whose business wasn't where they wanted it, also we're doing tactics like that, paid in fulls, high ticket offers, challenges, all of these different plays that guaranteed higher revenue today without any focus on the future revenue or where that was going to come from. Yeah. They also were uncomfortable because their business every single month had to create sales in order for them to not be in the red, right?
Their base operating
100%, and their base operating expenses every month are going to be higher than what they're actually starting their month with in EFTs. And if they put a little bit more time and attention on just getting a few more consistent sales,
I don't think it's a little. I think you put all your attention on building the reoccurring revenue.
Sure.
Period.
Oh, I agree.
And you will. It will suck, and you will need cash reserves to come out of pocket to close the gap because you're not making those sales. You're giving up the opportunity of taking that big money to build the recurring.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
I was in that sales seat for years. I mean, that's what I did. I started the gym. I was the sales guy. I mean, I would close every single deal. And I had people early on. I knew this. This was like not even a question what I was doing. I had people, hey, can I pay in full? I go, I don't want it.
Yep.
I mean, they wanted a discount. And I wouldn't turn somebody down if that was the only way they wanted to pay, but I wouldn't give them a discount. So you could pay me in full, but I'm giving you a discount. Like the thing is the thing.
Yeah.
And I would take some paid in fulls because that's what they wanted. And I'm not going to force them away, go down the street to pay somebody else in full. I'll take it.
Make doing business with you easy.
Yeah. But I wouldn't give a discount because that was brought up a lot. People want to pay in full and cool. Like, hey, you know what? I mean, I'll take it, but I'm not going to give you a discount. Whereas most gyms would offer the discount for the paid in full as a, we call it a drop sell. Hey, can I, you want to save another $500? Yeah, tell me about, well, if you pay in full now, we'll give you $500 off or 10% off or 20% off. In fact, that's built into some sales courses that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a mistake. I think all all I focus on when we focus with our gym owner clients, our gyms that we work with, is building the recurring revenue to a place where it's, you know, more than your base operating expenses, and the clarity sets in. And that, when you're not there, you start doing stupid things like challenges and high ticket sales to make up the gap. And like, everybody needs money. I get it. But like, if you just focus for 6 months, all you did was close deals into recurring revenue sources, not a 3 month paid in full, not a year paid in full, just put them on a recurring membership. You'll be out of the woods. We call this the Delta. Like that's our whole formula. That's like, it's not difficult. It's difficult to, those early months, it's difficult to come out of pocket a lot because you can't make the bills work, but you have to do it. You either do it now or you'll never get there.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And we watch it. And that's the hard part is in your presentation, you literally show the math of the individual who makes the decision to do these types of flash in the pan cash grabs versus what it looks like 1 year later for somebody who just focused on consistently growing their monthly recurring revenue. And it's not about what the potential is for 1 month. It's about where you're starting that month, 6 months, 8 months, a year down the road. This is one of those things where you solve that problem once, it will pay you that dividend forever. You solve that problem once with these challenges and high ticket programs and things like that. That problem exists again next month.
Yeah.
And you're not changing the business in a way. You're not changing your outlook on the, or your cash flow situation. You're not changing enough in the business to not be in that seat next month. Isn't the goal to handle, solve the problems and then just consistently, or like, you know, continue to drive that revenue?
I would say until you have your recurring revenue above your base operating expenses, you should absolutely not do anything else like a challenge or a high ticket, anything until it's there. And then once that's there, do whatever the hell you want. You got a stable business at that point.
There you go. Stability, consistency.
You're stable because your revenue's coming in. I mean, yes, there's going to be attrition across the recurring. Replace them, grow. Replace them, grow. Throw a challenge on there. Fine, I don't care. Replace them, grow. Do a high ticket thing. Pad the add stretch separate, whatever. But get the base operating expenses covered with your recurring revenue. So then if you did want to take a vacation and didn't make one sale this month, you're covered. Like, it's not rocket science, but that's the advantage we have that we throw away. And to your point earlier, like, there's gyms that take the money now because they have zero confidence that the client's going to be there in 1 year.
Yep.
I remember having these conversations with even Zach. It's like, well, so-and-so, like, they may not be here. Of course they may not be here. But look at our averages.
Yep.
Look at everybody else. Look at the clients that have been here for 15 years and 10 years and 36 months and all these things. Look at that. Sure, there's potential anybody could come in and leave next month.
Absolutely.
Potential. But, like, let's get people on recurring revenue. Let's wow them. Let's deliver great results and a great environment. Keep the place clean. High five, chest bumps, all the things. And do your best job to deliver the service that they want and expect for the fee that they're paying and grow.
We're making an assumption the client's not going to be there, but what if they are? It's the same damn question.
Then you got to sell them again.
Well, I'm just saying, like, yeah, but at a year, right? Like, so if I'm going to do a cash grab today because I don't have faith that my client's going to be there, what if you just change your mindset and said, oh, you know what? It's my responsibility to keep my damn clients. What if they are here? You take away that problem, right? Like, if you, it's a choice. We don't know unless you have empirical evidence. And that was what I was going to follow up with was, I bet those people who don't know also don't know their average length of stay. They don't know their monthly recurring revenue from every client. They don't know their numbers. So therefore, they've got no logic to speak of. We put ourselves in an emotional stance or emotional situation, and we make a play out of desperation because we don't know what the truth of it is going to be.
So talking about shiny ball syndrome.
Pretty much.
That's what we're trying. We're anti-shiny ball syndrome. We're here, if you listen to us any length of time, it's about doing a foundational element. It's systems. It's boring. It's but it sure is sexy when it works. When it's when you're there on the other side of this, look, all business is hard work. There's nothing easy here. Mm-mm. It's not easy to go and spend 10 grand on marketing and try to get a bunch of challengers just to see them walk out the door in 8 weeks and do it all over again. That's hard. Or it's hard to not make your bills and come out of pocket and savings to afford you the time to get your recurring revenue up to a point where it covers your expenses. That's also hard. But like one's a permanent solution and one you're going to continue to run these stupid plays and look for the next, you know, guru that's going to tell you they're going to give you an extra 100 grand without lifting a finger. That's in my presentation too. It's just ridiculous. Anyways, that's where we're at. So this is the foundation to success. Focus on your delta, trackyourdelta.com. If you want to go pick up that training on that, mm-hmm. We give you formulas and the spreadsheets to use. You'll get yourself out of trouble quicker than you realize. It may take you a couple months, 3 months, maybe even 6 months, depending how far behind you are. But once you get there, guys, that's the change.
And here's a real easy way of seeing it. The efforts that you're doing today in an MRR focused business is compounding, right? You make that sale today, client, even if you broke even this month and what it cost to acquire that client, you've got 11 months of profit from that client coming in. We're now making money. So next month when we've got the same clientele base and I sell one more, now I'm getting the revenue from that first sale and the second sale. The next month, now I've got two clients paying me consistently from the product of one sale, each of them. And now I've got a third person that's coming in and paying me money. It's compounding. Mm-hmm. And that's the benefit. You're working today and you're earning over the efforts done today every single month that person's with you, as opposed to the fact that you're taking everything day one in a high ticket sale or challenge space sale. And then that cash is in your business. Like we said, it's an average thing, guys. It's not that you're guaranteeing to go spend that money. The chances are you're going to spend more of that money than what you served that client that month.
Yeah.
Now, next month, you're starting at zero. You're not starting at the $500 that you took. You're starting at zero again. And therefore, you have to go and do all of the same effort to make the money this month again. And then here you go. 30 days later, you're doing the same hard work every single month. Let's chip away. Let's chip away at it instead of making everything a home run. Build your business on base hits, and in 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, the compounded effort is exponentially greater as a result of the work you did one time as opposed to what you're focused on right now. And it's hell or heaven, hell or heaven. Let's build that staircase. Let's just get there. But it's going to take a little bit of time to get there. But once you're there, everything changes. Everything. You know how hard it is to lose enough clients in a single month for you to drop that MRR back to where you're in a desperation mode? You got to do something wrong. You got to really shake up the systems probably. Yep. But, you know, bringing clients in, and with this, I mean, getting into the marketing or the fact that, like, you know, when you start a challenge, you're pivoting your client against you right out of the gate. Like, there's so much that goes into the desperation side of it and the tactics used to just jump revenue today. All of them are killing your future when it comes to the stability of your business.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, that's the episode.
Yeah, a little PSA. All
right, that's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.